world, you are listening to Rave Radio, the Trade Show Minute podcast. Rave Radio is the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're now in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. But we do have a really cool guest on our show today. His name is Eric Bodley, president of Future Ready Solutions. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey. Tell us a little bit. You know, I live under a rock. I know we've interviewed with you before, but in case someone's maybe new and listening to this particular podcast this year, can you tell us a little bit about Future Ready Solutions?
Sure. So I founded Future Ready Solutions about 6 years ago with the idea that connectivity had become a tremendous challenge for integrators. Mm-hmm. We're trying to connect the letter A, a source, to the letter Z, a display, mm-hmm. and you can have 8 or 10 product brands strung together between the two. And the truth of the matter is none of the engineers from those companies have ever spoken or met. Mm-hmm. So we started vetting and evaluating all those products. And so we put together a suite of connectivity products of about 12 brands and their associated products that just work. We have our motto is don't install a service call. And so most of our dealer members really enjoy the fact that their products work.
Yeah, of course. So what got you into creating this company? Is it just the experience in the AV industry that you've had?
Sure. And you've seen? Well, here at Infocom, we're really addressing the commercial side of the business, but I've been in the residential side. I'm a past president of CEDIA. I received their Lifetime Achievement Award. So I'm just an old guy that's just hung around without screwing people. Yeah, it is a pretty big deal. So we're very, very established in the residential side. Mm-hmm. And we like this because we're now finding that houses of worship, a lot of offices, conference collaboration, long lengths of HDMI over fiber. We have a tremendous portfolio. We one of the biggest supporters of ClearLine fiber and a number of other endpoints that work on fiber.
Sure. So at Infocom 2019, what are you guys showing at your booth?
So we have a small booth by our normal standards. Mm-hmm. We're focused on one of our big brand partners, a company called Cords. Mm-hmm. They're based out of Australia, and they are a interconnect company. We introduced a new line of slim Category 6 certified patch leads that have an incredibly small form factor, less density of cables when you're wiring a number of switch points. Mm-hmm. But probably most unique, it has a patented nylon tab and head shell to where the little tab that everyone's petrified they're going to break can be bent over 2,000 times back and forth without any fear of it breaking.
Can I ask, was someone in, you know, testing this 2,000 times, like, to make sure that?
Well, the one I have here, I've been bending the whole show. And
so he's testing as we speak.
You can even pull it through
a
wall, and if it drags behind,
it'll
still snick right into that connector.
Man, that is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yep.
When those little things break, I can't stand it. But go ahead. Sorry.
Yep. And then another product line that Future Ready launched is a brand called Lightspeed. Lightspeed fiber optic products. We found that in order to do fiber deployment, it's not just about the fiber and the connectors and terminating and testing that, and even the endpoints, but there's a lot of, I guess you could call them accessories, we call them necessaries. So we launched a line of fiber optic pre-terminated cables, new exterior and interior enclosures. That's a real pain point for a lot of integrators. I have the products, but I need to put, we have a line of hardened industrial switches, and you can, like, you're going to a front gate or an extreme part of a building, and it's going to be exposed to low temperatures or high temperatures or even weather. So we have a new line of fiber enclosures that have just been well received because there's nothing quite like that available.
Could you tell us some examples of projects that you can speak about where your solutions really
Sure. Well, probably one of the ones is extending HDMI to long distances. So, you know, we have short lengths that we can do over copper up to 18 feet. And from 25 to 100 feet, we can do a combination of fiber and copper. We call it an active optical cable. But beyond that, if you're going 200-300 feet up to a kilometer, 3,280 feet, we have solutions from a company called INEOS that allows us to do that. And where we find that application important is in, well, we're doing a project in upstate New York. It's a cement plant, and they have 60 cameras spread out amongst this very large facility. And some of those runs, it's just not practical to do with copper because there's interference, there's voltage situations. Well, fiber is immune to all of that, including lightning strikes and surges. So those type of projects become, instead of an integrator avoiding a discussion because they know it's going to be a problem, now they're actually presenting it as a solution because that those products are available.
Makes sense. Tell us a little bit also, if someone's not at the trade show and can't see all of your products on the show floor, where can we find them online?
So we're really proud. We put a lot of time and effort into our website, which is futurereadysolutions.com. It's a lot of words or letters there, but type it in once and your computer hopefully remember it. And we created a super simple, all aspects of our products are on the site. So instructionals, tech data sheets, videos, most of our product information is optimized for an iPhone or an Android because we find that 80 to 90% of the hits on our site are technicians in the field and they need to be able to see that, access the stuff.
Do you have videos or demos online as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And we can find that on your website.
Sure. Under the resources and support, we have a training and education section that's all segmented by brand, by product type. It's real easy to find what you need.
And are you guys on socials? Social medias?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys on social media as well?
We are.
Okay.
At Future Ready SOL on Twitter, and we're on Facebook at Future Ready Solutions and also on LinkedIn.
Great. Tell us a little bit about, with all the competition in the AV market, what sets you apart from the competition?
So I think one of the issues is time is money. And I think when a company is either bidding a project, which we spend a lot of time, I'd say 9 out of 10 calls we get or emails are about design help, not about, hey, this isn't working and I need to help, you know, because our stuff works really well and we have very few failures. But being able to place one purchase order for a number of disconnected brands that are all now connected through our site saves a lot of time. When we do a shipping, all of our orders, if they come in by 5:30 Eastern time, go out that same day. We have a free ground shipping program to where any order over $100, there's no charge for shipping, unless you want it second day or next day, then we're just gonna charge you the difference.
So I'm gonna turn the question around instead of asking you what your favorite product is, what's what people are looking at the show floor. What are people coming up to your booth and expecting? What's the feature that they're really looking for in your booth?
So we've been evangelizing the move from copper to fiber for about 4 years now. And a lot of people went, well, it's working. Even some of the big brands that are here are still touting, we can do 10 gig over copper. And it's, you're really stressing that point to its limits. And certainly, I think 8K and 10 gigabit networks are going to really start driving the move. So a lot of people are coming up to this show saying, hey, I was at your booth 2 years ago, or I attended one of your trainings, and you know, we knew it was going to be some time to use fiber. We think it's now. We want to make the move. So we're seeing a lot of people have found the edge of the cliff and said, I don't want to go off the cliff. I want to do this right going forward.
That's awesome. Sounds like you have a lot of foot traffic in your smaller booth this year. But
we did. We were valuable. Really surprised. Yep.
Very cool. And then if someone's not at the trade show, remind us one more time where we can find you online.
www.futurereadysolutions.com.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on to the show. I hope you have a great rest of your last day here. And for all of you listening out there, if you'd like to listen to our live podcasts or read or watch all the Infocom coverage, you can visit our microsite at rafepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here on the last day of the trade show in Orlando, come by the Peerless AV booth. Just say hi. You know, I know you're probably so tired, but at least come by, say hi, listen to us. So thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thanks for the opportunity.